are so many different things to analyze when talking about the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight that happened Friday night. Live-ish on Netflix. I mean, whether it was Netflix technical issues. Clearly not ready for the onslaught of people from all over the world, although I don't know how they weren't ready. That was pretty much the buzz.
Well, 60 million people. That's a lot.
Which caused the video to buffer, which caused a lot of people to be upset.
I knew this was going to be an issue because recently something else that was a big streaming thing caused all kinds of buffering issues. So I got made sure that we got in early and just kind of kept it there.
Did that help?
I think it did. And then when it was buffering, I actually went to social media where people are like, what do you do? Because I was afraid if I go out, I'm not going to get back in.
Well, were you like a lot of other people that thought it was your issue, not Netflix's issue?
I knew it was Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The fight sucked. Let's just go ahead and be honest. It was the most hyped boxing match probably of all time, and it was a complete dud.
It was just, you know, I posted in my Instagram stories, it said actual footage of the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul footage, and it's two cats that were just kind of pawing at each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I went into it wanting, you know, Mike Tyson just to destroy Jake Paul because I don't like him, and I wanted Tyson to be Tyson and to win. And it was quite obvious. The age difference was huge. Mike Tyson got tired, you could tell. But I do have to say, I really think towards the end there, Jake Paul could have pummeled him.
You think so?
And I think that he backed off. And especially when there was still time left and he bowed to him and backed up. I think that was, that showed a little class from a guy who doesn't ever do that.
I don't know what it said about me, but I'm thinking that's a perfect time for Mike to crown him.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that think this is a fixed fight, that Jake Paul was just toying with him. Yeah. And there were others that were saying that Mike Tyson could have dropped the hammer, but didn't do it. And I didn't see either of that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I saw. A young man in probably the best physical shape of his life attempting to show respect to a fighter that used to be awesome. And
let's just say, because for the doubters who think it was fixed, that was really true. Mike's legs were gone. You could see that they were gone. But if he just pummeled him at the end, I think he would have been the most hated person in the world. I really do.
I mean, that's what boxing is, though.
Well, I know.
People want to see a knockout.
Listen, I saw two great fights before that. I really enjoyed, what was his name? I have it written down so I don't mess it up. Barrios and Ramos. That was an amazing fight. It was a draw. It was so good. Also, Katie and Amanda, the female fight right beforehand. I don't think I've ever seen two tougher women in my life, although the fight went to the wrong person. Sorry, I think Amanda should have won it, but that's just my opinion.
But unfortunately, most people are talking about Mike Tyson's naked butt, which was accidentally shown beforehand in a really what-the-hell-did-I-just-see moment.
I don't know if it was accidental or not. I mean, the camera was right there, and he's walking away. They know. Whoever's running the camera knows that he just has a jock strap on, and when he turns around, it's going to be a bare butt.
He was talking to his son, and it was supposed to be a heartfelt moment before the fight, and it was, until Mike turned around, and there you have it, a couple of canned hams in the screen. And it was just like, whoa.
It was wild.
Like, what? Yeah, I don't think Netflix wanted that to be like the biggest part of the story. Well, I didn't think they want buffering and unwatchable to be trending hashtags. And they better get their stuff fixed before they show the NFL on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Because trust, people do not want their football messed with. How about Mike's biting fixation that he openly admitted to afterwards? Eating his glove instead of somebody's ear during the match.
Oh, at least he's eating the glove.
It was an unwatchable fight as far as the fight goes, but so many other counterpoints that are very interesting.
See, I think that is like dramatic, unwatchable.
Oh, come on.
I watched the whole dang thing.
Watched a young guy beating up an old guy. And it wasn't even beating up. It was on, come on, if you're a boxing fan, you're right. The first couple of fights before that were so much better.
I mean, what do you think? 833-287-1037.
It's not often we stop things down to talk boxing.
Yeah.
But come
this
on.
Was huge.
This is more than just a boxing match. Clearly, so many, in fact, everybody is talking about it. So let's do that. 833-287-1037. Maybe you got a different point of view. Maybe you saw something that we did. Maybe you did what I did and just watched it the next day so you had no buffering whatsoever to worry about.
Yeah, no kidding.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Lindsay and Santee wants to weigh in. Ha ha. Boxing joke.
Nice.
On the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight.
I think that Tyson could have totally creamed Jake Paul.
So you think he sat back, held back?
If you look at the first round and you see that the way Tyson attacked Jake and how scared Jake got for a second, then went and hugged him and was like holding on to him like a little koala, I think Tyson knew that he had to get paid, so the longer he stayed in the fight, the higher his bag would be.
I'm pretty sure he got paid no matter what happened. Fight 1 second, fight eight rounds. He still got the same amount of money, no?
It actually was on a scale, a pay scale.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. $20 million if he lasted all eight.
Oh, God.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not. I'm sorry. It doesn't laugh at me. I stand corrected. I did not know that. I thought he got paid no matter what. Okay, but here's what I do agree with this. I saw in that first round Mike connect, and I kind of saw. No, I definitely saw Paul flinch. Like, ooh, I wasn't expecting that kind of a punch, which led some people to say, okay, these guys had a little dance, song and dance thing going on right from the get-go, and Paul was like, ooh, that wasn't part of the talk. But that's what you're talking about, right?
But then also notice he didn't bite his glove the first round at all. It was after I felt he had to hold back that he started his little tick of, like, biting his glove.
So you're saying his, quote-unquote, his words, biting fixation, only came on because he was stressed about not following through with the fix?
He was trying to prevent himself from doing what he is just trained to do.
Gotcha. So it was to keep him from pummeling Jake Paul.
I think so. It was like a frustration thing where he wanted to just go for it, but I think because he did not bite his glove once the first round.
Okay. This is an interesting take.
This is so interesting because so many people have a completely different take.
Right.
And everyone's got something different to say. I love your insight for it, though.
Yeah, me too.
Watch it again.
Now I want to. All right, thanks.
Take care.
See, it is not unwatchable.
Yeah, you know what?
Thank you.
You proved me wrong. You're not the first.